Coming up on Money Bites by Smart Money People.
But for a growing amount of drivers, I think having a black box in their car has led to a lot of stress for them.
Elizabeth, you're breaking the fine chinas. They're family heirlooms.
We're very proud that we are a pay-as-you-drive insurance company, not a pay-how-you-drive insurance company.
Many in the UK feel that their black box experience was marred by curfews, fees, and inaccurate data.
Welcome to Money Bites by Smart Money People. Here are your hosts, Mike and Nate.
Hello and welcome to Money Bites by Smart Money People. Coming up on today's show, what's going wrong with black box insurance?
So, what do we have to look forward to today? Well, we'll be dissecting all things black box insurance. We'll have interviews with black box firm By Miles, as well as a chat with one of a number of customers who feel duped by telematics car insurance. But first, it's time to lace up those gloves as me and Mike step back into the ring for Fighting Talk.
Time to lace up those gloves. It's Mike versus Nate in this week's Fighting Talk.
So, what is black box insurance? Well, black box car insurance is when your insurance provider uses a telematics device, commonly called a black box, to monitor and set your premiums based on your driving habits. However, black box insurance has been driving some of our Smart Money People reviewers up the bend for quite a while. Take a listen to an emphatic recreation of a genuine review left on Smart Money People.
Call them up to ask a question. They say,
"We will have to call you back about that."
Have they ever called me back? No. It is ridiculous that my black box is late after getting messed about for months with my insurance. Yes, I've been told two completely different things about whether or not I am covered if I drive before it arrives. The inconsistency is insane. I am ready to get my insurance elsewhere if nothing is sorted on Monday.
At the core of many of these complaints is the issue of black boxes collecting what appears to be inaccurate data. Drivers complain that the speed they're travelling at, or even the time of day they're driving at, are not being recorded accurately. Take a listen.
Got a text to say my son's insurance was cancelled after one mistake that they deemed dangerous. It wasn't. He has averaged tens over the last 8 months. The black box even gave crap scores sitting on the driveway, but he was on holiday. It may be cheap, but it will cost you in the end, as policy will double because of automatic cancellation.
Likewise, some customers have found particular issue with the high cost of extra miles and cancellations for alleged driving infringements.
Do not go near this insurance company. They just canceled my daughter's insurance policy 2 days after taking 330 quid to top up her miles. Apparently, this was for speeding. They are cheap initially, but I say pay a bit extra and get insurance from a better company. They waited till she was more than halfway through the policy, so that means we're not getting any money back for this. I cannot state enough, do not go near them.
And lastly, a final point to consider is the thorny issue of extra miles. Many black box policies have a set amount of miles included. But if you happen to need more miles during your policy, say you've changed jobs and you're now having to drive more than you'd anticipated, then your insurer will have to sell you more miles. The cost of this can be very high, with some reviewers complaining about being charged £341 for an extra 1,000 miles.
So, the rules. Each week, me and Mike will battle it out in a brainy bout and eventually crown a victor. This week, I'll be arguing that yes, you should get black box car insurance. And Mike will be arguing that no, you should not get black box car insurance. So, I'll kick things off. Here's the first swing. So, black box insurance. It's become a really popular way for young drivers in particular to get on the road because it's often a lot cheaper than standard car insurance policies. It works by having a little box installed in your car. This box then monitors your driving, everything from the speed you're driving at to the time of day and even the way you're driving.
And I guess a little black box that helps you monitor your driving and rewards careful drivers sounds like a really good idea, Nate. But the devil, I think, is always in the detail. And for months now, black box insurance drivers have been sharing reviews on Smart Money People that suggest that all really isn't well with these little boxes, which is why young drivers or their parents looking into them should really exercise some extreme caution.
I guess nothing is perfect 100% of the time, and with some insurers claiming that black boxes have helped to reduce accidents by 30% in the 17 to 19 age category, then surely black boxes should be due a little more credit.
I think you're right, Nate. I mean, it does seem really logical that having something in your car that monitors your driving would actually help to encourage better driving. It's a bit like being monitored by CCTV when you're walking down the street. You're less likely to throw some litter on the ground. But for a growing amount of drivers, I think having a black box in their car has led to a lot of stress for them.
So what kind of things are they talking about?
Well, there's really three key things that we see from our reviewers around black box or telematics car insurance at Smart Money People. And while some of these appear to be more tech focused, others look really just like insurers being a bit too greedy. So on the tech front, we've got things like the accuracy of data. It's a really common complaint. We've had countless drivers telling us that the data being pumped out by their black boxes just doesn't stack up. So imagine being asleep in bed and being told that you're caught speeding on the M25 by your black box. Black box policies can also have curfews that aren't always clear from the get-go. Now, it's true that driving at night increases the risk of an accident, but drivers are clearly not impressed with being told that they can't drive at night. This isn't so much a tech issue, but more to do with the way a policy is being sold by insurance companies. And finally, another non-tech issue with black box insurance. If you ever need more miles within your policy, you should be scared. A number of black box insurance companies seem to view these as an opportunity to charge sky-high prices for more miles. So as a driver, you've really got two options. You can either accept the cost of these new miles or take out a policy with a new insurer, which means you end up paying for two policies at the same time. Effectively, a ludicrous situation to find yourself in.
All that sounds the alarm bells, but for many young drivers in particular, black box insurance will continue to be the only game in town. It's the only way young drivers can afford to get on the road these days.
Look, it's very true. Black box insurance is marketed to young drivers as a way of getting them on the road because it helps to measure their risk and hopefully to make them drive better and a bit more carefully. And no one is really suggesting that black boxes are going to go away anytime soon. But from my point of view, we're just seeing too many drivers having the same problems with their boxes, and we've got to try and figure out why that is. It's not just a few reviewers that are pointing out these issues. The Financial Ombudsman is also taking note, having put telematics insurance on its watch list due to a rising amount of complaints.
On balance, young drivers may still need black box insurance to get on the road, and evidence also suggests that they are helping to make the road safer. But make sure you check the terms and conditions, and if at all possible, look for alternatives. Not all insurance providers offering black box insurance are bad, but there's a few that really are worrying. So on balance, Mike, I think drivers should be very cautious about getting black box insurance.
Well, you heard the bell there, because as I'm sure you'd agree, Nate, it feels like you've conceded this one. You made some really good points about black box insurance, how it helps drivers be more vigilant of dangerous ways they might be driving, and how it's, in some cases, the only affordable option on the market for the younger drivers. However, Mike, you came through with evidence and facts, data accuracy, curfews, hiking prices for miles. These are all genuine concerns. So, Mike, you're a clear winner this week, and that's a knockout.
As we recover from another grueling battle, it's time for our interview with one dissatisfied black box driver. We sent producer Eddie out to find out more.
This week, I spoke to Harrison. Harrison took out black box insurance on his first car and was not satisfied with his experience. Take a listen to find out why Harrison asserts he would never use black box insurance again. Hi, Harrison. So why did you opt for black box insurance initially? What specifically about it was attractive to you?
Black box insurance was, to me, the best option that was available because it was so much cheaper. And I was a pretty confident driver, so I was like, oh, I'm not going to have any issues with the black box. It'll be fine because I'll never go wrong. And I lived in a pretty decent town for driving.
What road misdemeanors did it claim you were making?
So, as well as acceleration and braking, it would say that I was speeding around the town a lot, which is something I was super cautious of because there's a lot of speed cameras where I was from.
You started monitoring the speed yourself and compared it to what the black box was recording. How did the results differ?
So if I was doing 60 on a 60 road, it would tell me I'd been doing 70 on that road, which just wasn't true because I was monitoring it and I wouldn't be doing 70. And it was just really strange. I took a long trip to Huddersfield, my first long drive, and I stayed in the slow lane of the motorway the whole way, just constantly doing 70 because I was pretty scared of the motorway. And it told me I'd been doing like 80 or 90 down there. And it didn't match up at all. It just felt really, really strange.
And what was the most egregious example of inaccurate data?
Yeah, the worst thing that ever happened that really made me like, yeah, there's something wrong here. This is pretty dodgy. And the black box had a live like location feature in it so they could see where I was. And one time I went to my girlfriend's house who lived on the opposite side of the town. I left my car there and it was there for about 3 days. While I was there, I went to work and I got a call from my dad saying, did you drive to work? Because he knew I'd left my car there. I was like, no, I left my car at Ipswich. And he was like, well, I've just had an email through saying you're in Stony Stratford, which was this totally other different part of the town. It said the car was there and that I'd been speeding through Stony Stratford.
Did it cause any tension between you and your parents?
Initially, it did actually, yeah. First few months where all this was kicking off, where it was constantly saying I was a bad driver. So my parents were never in the car with me and they kept saying like, Harry, you need to watch what you're driving. You need to watch your driving. It was like, trust me, I am watching it. You know, it's just the box. The box is wrong.
How has your sister's experience been with black box insurance?
My sister's experience with black box has actually been brilliant so far. She saved a load of money. She says it's been brilliant, but then nothing happened for me until about 3 or 4 months in. So I guess we'll see.
Has the experience turned you off black box insurance entirely?
Definitely. I'm totally off of black box insurance.
And lastly, what advice would you give to a young driver taking out their first insurance policy?
Just be cautious and check user reviews. Not necessarily avoid black boxes because it's going to be pretty much impossible unless you've got an extra grand in your pocket that you're willing to spend on it. I should never have gone through. I found loads of other people having the same issues. Checking reviews of your insurer is really important, I think.
Arthur Trevio at Wise Driving. How can I assist you today?
Hello. I'm calling regarding the black box insurance. As funny, I only heard about this recently. May I ask, is it exclusively for cars, for vehicular cars?
How do you mean?
Does it work on other vehicles?
We only provide private car policies. So we only know it to work on those private vehicles.
Yeah. Right. Well, what it is it? Well, you see, I have an inquiry. You see, my wife, she goes on these late night runs, and you should see her. She's a very erratic runner. She goes in and out the roads, swerves into people's gardens. She's a bulldozer, cannonballing down our high street. Honestly, you wouldn't believe it. So why I'm calling is, I was wondering. Is there any chance, just as a one-off, I could have one of these black box gimmicks installed upon her person? So then me, you and her, we could just monitor how erratic her running really is, just so I can prove a point, really.
You'd want to attach the black box to her?
Well, not attached, just, you know, she can hold it while she runs.
No, I only know it to work on vehicles, but not to carry around in person.
Yeah. Well, the thing is... Well, she's actually been texting Harold from the badminton club as well. And I was wondering... Sorry, hang on one moment. Oh, God, she's taking a lap around the house. Elizabeth! Elizabeth! Elizabeth, will you stop? Elizabeth! Elizabeth, you're breaking the fine chinas! They're family heirlooms! Apologies. She appears to have stopped. So how about it? Could we get Elizabeth one of these black boxes?
Unfortunately not. We only provide them for vehicle insurance on our end.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, maybe something to aim for in the future, hey?
Yes, I'll make sure to leave a note.
Okay, yes, please just run it up the flagpole. Yeah, no problem, not your fault. It was lovely speaking to you this morning.
Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
All right, that's quite all right. Goodbye.
time to fire up the hot seat as Mike welcomes another guest in to grill the big cheese.
Next up, we spoke to Oliver Baxter, head of brand and product at By Miles. By Miles are a pay-as-you-drive car insurance provider and winners of Best Car Insurance Provider and Best Insurance App at this year's Insurance Choice Awards. Take it away, Mike.
So, Oliver, black box insurance. Can you tell us how does it all really work?
Well, let's start at the very beginning. I think black box insurance has a bit of a bad reputation. Historically, black box is a word that's been used to describe a piece of technology that you put into your car. It's a piece of technology that your insurance company would sort of wire or screw or glue into your car, and they'd have to send an engineer out to do it. And it basically tracks various things that you do in your car and sends that information back to your insurance company. Again, traditionally, that's something that you don't necessarily see the information that's being generated, but your insurance company sees it, and then they're able to price based on that information. That information could be anything from what times you drive, whether you're driving in the dark when it's slightly less visibility, how you drive, whether that's extreme braking or acceleration or very smooth or not smooth cornering, and also the number of miles that you drive. Now, obviously, here at By Miles, we do things a little bit differently. We're very proud that we are a pay-as-you-drive insurance company, not a pay-how-you-drive insurance company. So we are using the miles that people drive rather than the way they drive them. And we think that's a much smarter way of charging people for insurance, because when you're a young driver, you may be looking for, desperate for any ways to cut the cost of your insurance. And that may include letting your insurer effectively, I suppose, spy on the quality of your driving. And if you back yourself as a good driver, then obviously that can bring your insurance costs down. If you don't back yourself as a good driver, then you probably are not interested in that sort of policy. You may be concerned that your insurance company would be looking at the way you drive and changing your insurance based on that. Maybe you drive, you know, 75 miles an hour on the motorway, so therefore you're technically breaking the speed limit when you're overtaking someone, and you don't want to risk your perfectly good insurance premium going up. So basically, yeah, we're bringing the benefits of telematics to a much wider audience by using a slightly different bit of data, which is just the distance.
And do you think all black boxes are the same? Like, is there such a thing as a more accurate black box?
That is a very good question. I don't think all black boxes are created equal, because ultimately, a black box, as they are informally known, is a device that generates telematics, what we call telematics data. Historically, as I said before, those may be big devices that are wired or glued into your car. We actually use a very small device about the size of a small matchbox. The information that comes from a black box is only as good as the people that are processing that information. So we've developed algorithms that, for example, if you drive into an area of low GPS signal, we may not get that information until you're another mile down the road. So we developed our own algorithm called Snap2Map, which basically looks at the rules of the road and looks at the shortest road legal journey that you could have taken between those two GPS black spots. If you are in a GPS black spot, we will charge you for the shortest possible journey, the road legal journey that you could have taken there. So there's no risk of you being overcharged. When you look at a black box that maybe is used by another car insurance company that doesn't do real-time pay-per-mile pricing, they may be looking at slightly different data sets. They may have a different way of processing it. They may just be looking at the way you drive. We had people get in touch with us who said they were sometimes getting their insurance price whacked up because they'd been penalized for driving 30 in a 40 speed limit area, when in fact the speed limit had been changed to 40 on a road near their house and their insurer had not updated their database.
One of the common issues customers talk about on Smart Money People is the cost of additional miles. So if you've used up all your miles within a policy, buying more miles can be really expensive. Do you think insurers should make it clearer how much extra miles will cost if a customer runs out within their policy?
To be honest, the reason why By Miles exists is because, in our opinion, there's no other car insurance provider in the UK that's actually sensibly using that data point. Whether that's traditional car insurance, where you sort of make a guess at the beginning of the year as to how much you'll drive, and they charge you a premium based on that guess. Obviously, if you drive less than that in the year, you don't end up getting a refund for the miles you haven't used. If you drive more in the year, you probably haven't told the car insurance provider that you are driving more, though you really should have done, because it could technically invalidate your insurance. So it's sort of this weird guessing game that no one really knows how much they drive, which is kind of incredible, because when you do an MOT every year, you actually have that information. Traditional insurers just haven't had a way to check that. The way that manifests itself is that actually lower mileage drivers are subsidizing the cost of insurance for higher mileage drivers. We actually did a piece of research with Money Supermarket earlier in 2019. And we looked at 2.5 million car insurance quotes and found that people who declared they were driving between 5,000 to 6,000 miles a year were actually paying £233 more on average than people that declared they were driving over 12,000 miles a year. That could be for a number of reasons. Firstly, that car insurance companies don't think that you're telling the truth because they don't have a way of checking the mileage. So if you're declaring half the annual mileage, they think, oh, there's something fishy here. Let's just charge them for 12,000 miles anyway. Or they believe that you're less experienced because you're driving a lower mileage each year. To your point on the insurance companies who you sort of pay as you go and you buy tranches of miles, that's essentially just a traditional car insurance policy. I think it's a bit of a gimmick to encourage people to buy tranches of miles. I think personally, I would find that very stressful. Why not just do it on a real-time basis? We have the technology, you know, things like Fitbits. We have smartphones in our pockets. They're always offering on-demand services. Why not just do it in real time?
As you've talked about, BuyMiles offers a really different kind of insurance policy, a pay-as-you-go insurance policy, which recently won Best Car Insurance Provider at the Insurance Choice Awards. How does BuyMiles work out the cost of its miles?
So the way that we work out the cost of your miles, it's a very, very simple equation. Basically, when you start a pay-per-mile policy with us, you get two prices or two parts to your price. The first is your fixed annual cost. It's called the fixed annual cost because that won't change unless you change any details in your car insurance. The second part is the per mile rate, which is obviously unique to us. Basically, for each mile that you drive, you pay a matter of pennies per mile. So our prices start from 3.3 pence per mile for people that are a particularly good risk. And obviously that risk is based on your driving history, kind of car you have, how powerful it is, how expensive the car is, the sort of area that you generally park your car in. Much like traditional car insurance, you put in your information, we give you a quote. It's just that we're slightly different to other car insurance companies in the sense that we give you this fixed upfront cost and then the per mile rate that's tailored to you. And then obviously, yeah, the number of miles that you drive, that's just multiplied by your per mile rate. And then you pay at the end of each month for the miles that you've driven, a bit like a mobile phone bill.
And finally, Oliver, do you have any predictions for the car insurance industry in the years to come?
I'm probably a little bit biased, but I would say, based on the reception that pay-per-mile car insurance has had with the UK public, I would say that you're probably going to see a lot more people offering on-demand car insurance than there are currently. That would probably be my main prediction. I guess other than that, I think the black box has a limited shelf life. It has such a bad reputation. Now that we have connected vehicles that are connected to the internet, newer cars that actually already send the information about your mileage up to the cloud, I believe that black boxes will soon be outdated and we'll just be taking the data directly from the cars.
A big thanks to Oliver for coming on the show. And to close out today, it's time for the grand return of the world's greatest confectionery competition, Skittlemania. Each week, our guests will have 90 seconds to transfer as many Skittles as possible between two cups, using only chopsticks. And whilst answering some of the most peculiar questions the Smart Money People team can muster. This week, our very own Nate is taking to the hot seat. And with the grand record of 12 Skittles still held by Wealthify's Michelle Pierce-Burke, how will Nate's total stack up?
And now, get your chopsticks ready. It's Skittlemania!
Your time starts now. So Nate, what's your favourite coloured Skittle?
It would have to be the orange ones, because that's the first one I've got.
Name two words that rhyme with Nate and aren't great or mate.
Oh, dear.
That's two for Nate.
Skate.
Very Wait. Good. What would you name your pet giraffe?
Jerry.
What's your favourite spread to put on a slice of toast?
Banana, peanut butter, and some chocolate sprinkles, topped with a nice coating of fine sugar.
That's a very special slice of bread, Nate. How many times in your life do you think you've sneezed?
It would have to be at least 17 and a half million.
How many Skittles could you fit into Wembley Stadium?
Now I know this.
45 seconds in, Nate.
52 million.
52 million. And what's your favourite boy band?
Beatles.
What's your least favourite boy band?
One Direction. Actually, that's not fair. I do like some of their songs, but...
1 minute in. How are you doing on the Skittle count, Nate?
Really?
Racking them up.
And I'm not allowed to do any scooping, am I?
No scooping. Name four American states.
Georgia, Washington, Texas, Oregon.
Very good. Would you rather own a lightsaber or a Ferrari?
Ooh, a lightsaber would be worth much more than a Ferrari.
Six seconds. Is it acceptable to eat cereal for dinner?
Yeah, why not?
And your time is up.
Oh, how many have we got here? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's quite a total, Nate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14! Yes! Nate!
Oh, that
14.
Is great. Very happy about that. Absolutely fantastic. It is 14, yeah.
And that's all we have time for on this week's Money Bites. Thank you to all our guests for chatting with us and to you for listening. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll be asking, should you open a lifetime ISA? But before then, please review, subscribe, and why not visit us at Smart Money People. Goodbye.